heard.
What's happening, homie?
Hi, what have you got there?
I got a refrigerator I bought for my son. Jake gave me a great deal on it, and I'm taking it over to his apartment. Just wanted you to see it before I went over.
That is great.
Yes,
that is
going to
go beautifully in his bedroom.
You've been over to his apartment, and I've not been invited over there yet.
Well, I just went over there to help him select a color for his bedspread.
Well, why would he invite you over for color? I know color.
Well, I think you wanted a woman's touch.
A man knows colors just like a woman knows colors. Ask me a color. Go ahead. I'll bet you I'll know it. Now, why is it my son doesn't want me to come over to his apartment?
Because of the stories you tell.
Stories.
Every time you get around Theo and his friends, you go off into these long, rambling stories. Your eyes roll up in the back of your head. You have no idea what this does to the listener. You see, people have to sit and listen to you do this, and they begin to feel like their lives are very short. I have seen Theo and his friends actually sneak out of a room just to get away from you.
Since I'm helping to pay for that space that he's living in, I'm going to take this refrigerator over to his apartment. And I am going to go into his apartment. Why? Because I have a refrigerator. And if his friends are there, if I decide I'm going to tell a story, I'm going to what? Tell the story. Why? Because I'm paying for the space, that's why. And if I want to talk for a week, I will what? Talk for a week. Why? They can get up all they want to and go where? Outside. And I will go outside talking to them. And if they decide to run, I will run beside them, tell them my story, if it takes 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Why? Because I'm talking about what? Philosophy. I'm telling people about life. I'm trying to give them a shortcut so that they don't take the long way around. And the next thing you know is people are doing things that they ought not necessarily do. But see, that's all right. You can leave too, because I'll talk. If nobody's there, I'll keep talking. Why? Because I love myself, and I know what I'm saying.
All right, we're all hooked up in the kitchen, boys.
All right, well, the tube's set.
Yes, we're strapped.
Gentlemen, our latest invention is going to bring us one step closer to living in a state of complete laziness. The intra-room beverage transport system.
There we go.
You guys, I must say, I lucked out finding two engineering majors to be my roommates.
Your admiration inspires us, Theo.
Hey.
Open up the door, it's your father.
Hey, Dad. You came over.
You're darn right I came over.
That's right, and I'm coming in, too.
Coming in.
And if I want to, I'm sitting down now. You see, and I bought something for you.
What is it?
It's a refrigerator.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. I needed this.
You're darn right. And this was given to you by a person that you haven't invited over here yet.
But
darn right.
I'm glad you're here now.
Yeah, listen, sure you are.
You gotta meet my roommates. Mm-hmm. This is Danny and this is Glenn.
That's right. I'm meeting roommates too.
Okay,
darn right.
They're both engineering majors.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting down, too.
Ha! You look like a man who enjoys a good root beer, Doctor.
I've been known to partake of a root beer now and then. Darn right.
Danny and Glenn designed this, and I helped them build it.
Where's this coming from? The supermarket next door? Well, let us have a toast here. And may you too, whatever you have, rub off onto whatever he doesn't. Oh, boy. Ah. Good root beer. But you know the best root beer? That I ever had. I was in Manitoba, Canada. And this root beer was called Big Moose Root Beer.
Oh,
yes, indeed. And it was good root beer.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Dr. Huxwell, tell us more. I'd like to hear more about the root beer.
I'll make this short. This Big Moose root beer was stored and aged in real, real wood. Mr. Hauser, you ask him for a ham sandwich. Mr. Hauser washes hands every time before he made a ham sandwich.
Dad, they asked you about root beer a long time ago.
I get the connection. It's about time. You see, back in the old days, they took time to do things right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I love the way you weave these themes together.
When I was in college, oh, man, we just didn't hang around chasing after girls. There was eight of us. Uh-huh, lived in an apartment. We actually lived in a building, two-story building, 27 of us. Wow. And so our parents were going to come to visit us, and we hadn't cleaned that house up good. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I guess it must have been 2-3 months.
Oh.
And we poured buckets of water on the floor, so you had a level of water. Ooh, must have been about that high.
On the floor?
Yeah. And then we put on our bathing trunks and tape sponges to the bottom. You talking about a good time, man? Just running. On across the floor. We had a guy's name was Bumpy. He was 6'3", weighed 155 pounds. He did the corners.
You've been gone all day. Where have you been?
Well, I spent most of the day at the hospital, but that was after I spent a few hours at Theo's apartment.
You did not?
And I wanted to leave after about 20 minutes, but his roommates kept asking me to tell stories.
You told stories.
I certainly did.
What stories did you tell?
Oh, Claire, was so many, I guess. I told him about when I entered the talent contest, when I was pledging the fraternity, and how I sang my John Henry song. John Henry! Hitting that hammer down.
Thank you.
And he had a 12-pound hammer.
Thank you.
And he
Thank you.
What's wrong with you?
Thank you.
No. The boys enjoyed it. Let me tell you the best part of the visit. I had to leave. I told him, I have to go. And I walked to the car, and Theo was with me. He put his arm around me, my shoulder, and he said, Dad, my roommates really loved you. And for the first time, I really saw you as an interesting person. And he gave me a hug and he said, I just didn't see you as my father. I saw you as my friend.
Cliff. Yeah. That's pitiful.
Oh, hi.
Theo, what are you doing?
Well, I have a problem. Lynn, Danny, and I were thrown out of our apartment. I have to have all my stuff out by tomorrow, so I guess I have to live here again.
What happened?
Well, after Dad left, we started sliding across the kitchen floor.
And you were making a lot of noise?
No, it wasn't the noise. The water leaked down into the landlord's apartment below us.
What water?
We threw 5 buckets of soapy water on the kitchen floor. And then we tied sponges to our butts.
You tied sponges to your butts?
Well, yeah, to slide across the floor on.
Oh, Theo, where did you get such a ridiculous idea?
Dad told us this story about how he did the same thing in college.
I told you not to go around telling those stories. Now you see what happened?
Are you telling me that because I told the story and this boy, that it's my fault?
Where did he get the idea from?
Look, I also...
Shut up!
I also told him the story about John Henry, who was a steel-driving man. The boy didn't go out and drive any steel. I told him how his mother worked hard and had children while going through law school. Has he had a baby? Has he tried to go through law school? Has he tried to study hard? No. So how can that be my fault? It's not my fault.
I'm going to take a nap. And I know that you and Theo are going to work this out man to man and friend to friend. Just stay off my kitchen floor, both of you.
Made it all herself.
That's right.
Winnie Nelson, did you wash your hands?
Did you wash your hands?
Looks good to me. Let's pick up.
Decoration.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing?
Hey, Dad.
Is it whose place is that?
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I guess since Theo's back, I forgot we had another person. I didn't set another chair.
Well, set it.
Well, Rudy, you didn't do much. Why don't you set the extra chair?
Dad, do you think I can wait until after dinner? I was just kidding.
Dad, I bet you didn't think this house would ever be this full again, did you?
It's just like the old days.
Yes, just like the old days.
And who asked you?
Nah.
Maybe we should hang a sign outside. Huxtable Hotel. We turn nobody away.
You're not back yet.
Dad, you have to let him stay. You're the one who got him thrown out of his apartment in the first place.
Great story, Dad. I could just picture you back in college surfing along the kitchen floor.
Yeah, I want to tie sponges to my behind. Sir, stop!
So adorable. Isn't she adorable, though?
Sir, stop!
I heard the joke the first time, okay? Do me a favor. This dinner is wonderful. But I've got to make a run, okay?
Where are you going?
Don't worry. I just want to make a run, okay?
This is great.
Yeah.
You saw the damage to the apartment downstairs? Look what they've done to this wall. How am I going to rent this apartment with all this thing here sticking out? Look at it. And come here. I want you to see what they did in the kitchen. Look. Huh? Look what they did in the kitchen. All those tiles have to be pulled out. Every stinking one of them. Surfing on the kitchen. But what were those boys thinking of? Where did they get that insane idea?
Mr. Fuentes, the college boys, you know, they don't think.
No. I don't blame the boys. You know who's responsible? The parents. The parents today are too easy. The boys don't grow up to be men. They just keep them like little children. So they will ask their mommies and papis to wipe the spit off their faces.
Sometimes the children don't behave the way you teach them, Mr. Fuentes.
No. My two boys, they do everything to make me proud. My oldest son is a surgeon, a big surgeon. My youngest, he's a student at Cornell University. He's studying there. He's there on a full scholarship. Books included.
I finished cleaning up all the broken plaster.
All right, Tito.
Should I throw this in the incinerator?
Incinerator? Are you crazy? You can't put plaster in an incinerator. I'm going to get fined by the city. A bigger fine than the last time when you tried to burn the rubber tires. Put this in the dumpster.
Okay, Pop.
Mr. Fuentes, yeah. did he call you Pop?
Who?
The little fellow who came in carrying the big barrel there. Is that your son?
You think he looks like my son?
Well, no. I mean, he called you Pop.
No. He's a worker.
Oh, okay.
Everybody calls me Pop.
Oh, Pop, I forgot. Mom wants you to pick up some ground chuck for dinner.
Pardon me. What is your last name?
Fuentes.
No, it is not. I told you it is not. Now, get out of here.
Pardon me, sir. Are you his son?
I don't know. Am I Pop?
¿Qué estás haciendo aquí? ¿No ves que estoy hablando aquí con este señor de negocios, hombre? Es un hombre muy importante. Es el padre de los muchachos que estaban aquí. Vete.
¿Ah?
Why didn't you learn Spanish? You make me ashamed. Now get out of my face.
Okay, Pop. Don't forget the ground chuck. You know Mom.
Mr. Fuentes, please, I would appreciate it if you would reconsider letting the boys back in if they'd behave, please.
Well, I don't know, maybe all this can be covered by insurance, but who will compensate me for the emotional stress? Everything I have suffered.
Well, what if I add an extra $20 a month?
$20?
Well, 30.
I have suffered much.
30 then.
And my wife, Carmelita, she has suffered too.
40.
I welcome your son with open arms.
Thank you.
You send your son to me. America is a wonderful place where everybody gets a second chance.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Send the $40 in cash.
There you go.
Hey, I was going to watch the movie. What's
up? No, don't have time. You're out of here. Let's go. Hey.
Where am I going to live?
Mr. Fuentes has let you and your friends back in the apartment. Let's hit it. Come on.
All right.
Here
thanks.
I go. Pack up.
What's the rush? I can go in the morning.
No, you can't go in the morning. You have to get out of here now. You have to go back down there. Now, you're in the apartment. Mr. Fuentes says you can come in. There'll be no partying, no building things in the apartment that will tear the place down. And you gotta stop sliding on the floor with the soap suds and things like that. From now on, you just go to sleep. You get up, you study. You go to class. You go to class, you study, you go to sleep, you eat. That's it. Then graduation. Yay!
But, Dad, what kind of existence is that? School's not just for studying. I want to experience all that college has to offer. I want to live a full campus life.
How much more of a full campus life do you want being thrown out of your apartment? How full do you want it? Jail? You understand? All right. Come on, get your stuff. You've got to go. Don't get dressed. You don't need to, because you're a college student, and this is the way you should dress. My goodness. You look wonderful like this. Keep moving. Just go. Oh, boy. And I got him out, and I'm coming back for the twins and all other people under 4'1".
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.